I watched a horrific video recently that showed a young evangelist being burned alive by the followers of the Religion of Peace. I guess they felt very threatened by an idea, very threatened by the core of the Christian faith. And that is this: Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation. And Jesus Christ came to serve. I just began thinking about the young man who was killed, burned alive, his screams and groans, and how they held him down, let his clothes on fire, and held him down so that he could not put out the flames and roll or do anything or take his clothes off that were burning. And finally he succumbed to the flames while a whole crowd watched in indifference or in approval, I could not tell. But he loved those people enough to go into a dangerous area with a message of hope. And you know, that's what Jesus did. He came to be a servant, to serve us, and he knew it would cost him much. It would cost him his life. Not only that, he would die a torturous and terrible death for our sakes, but it was because he came to serve us. Listen to what happened to Jesus and his disciples. John chapter 13, verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Jesus, Jesus knew that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God. He rises up from supper, and lays aside his garments, and he took a towel, and he girded himself. And after that he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and wipe them with a towel wherewith he was girded. Then comes he to Simon Peter, and Peter says to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? And Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do now you do not know, but you shall know hereafter. And Peter said unto him, You shall never wash my feet. And Jesus said unto him, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said unto him, He that is washed needs not except to wash his feet, but is clean in every bit. You are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, You are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Do you know what I've done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say that well, for I am that. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you ought to wash another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done. Truly, truly, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, He that eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. You see, Jesus came and he served his mortal enemy, Judas. He died for Judas' sake. Judas refused him. Judas turned his back upon the Savior, upon salvation. Let Christ serve you and be a servant to others with the gospel. Let's pray. Father, help me to be a servant with the gospel. I pray you give me strength. I pray for that young man's family and for all those that watched in horror. May the truth of Jesus Christ come to them. In Jesus' name, amen.